This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and today is our guided meditation all about opening ourselves up to love. Now, this does not have to be romantic love, though it very much could be, but this could also mean opening ourselves up to more self-love or love in our friendships, in our relationships with members of our family. There's so many different ways in which this can look, and we are priming ourselves, priming our heart centers to open up and to receive that love. So that is what today's meditation is all about. But before we even get to that, I hope you guys were able to check out last week's bonus episode. If you have not yet, definitely go back and listen to it. I am starting a new series that I'm going to test out for this next quarter, so for the next 3 months. On the weeks when we are not doing a guided meditation, I am releasing a short, super digestible episode answering one of your questions. So these could be questions on yoga, yoga therapy, meditation, journaling, self-care, kind of whatever is coming up for you. Honestly, you could put out some more personal questions. If you have questions about me, about my life, about my background, you can feel free to answer or ask those questions as well. But this is a time for us to kind of be able to dive into these conversations a little bit better. And so if you have a question that you want me to answer, I have a link in the description with a form for you to go submit your questions. And the first question that I am answering for you is, what is yoga therapy? I've obviously talked a little bit in our, you know, intros about my yoga therapy studies, and this is something that I'm focusing on. And so I know there can be a lot of questions about what actually is that, and is that something that could benefit me? So I am answering that question for you in last week's bonus episode. So definitely go back, listen to that if you have not already. And if it's something that you're enjoying, if those bonus episodes are something that you want to see more of, definitely make sure that you are listening, that you are letting me know, that you are filling out that form with whatever your questions are. So I, you know, don't have to, you know, kind of guess if this is something that you guys are interested in, because you're making it super abundantly clear that you are loving those episodes. So definitely let me know. And honestly, if you want to submit a, you know, meditation request in that form as well, by all means, feel free to submit your request there too. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to today's meditation. Find your comfortable meditation position. Soften your gaze on an unmoving point, or close your eyes down entirely. Pull your shoulders up towards your ears, and then gently drop them down your back. Feel the body soften. Feel any tension release and melt out of you. Bring all of your awareness to the places where your body is making physical contact with the surface beneath you. Take no judgments as to what may come up, but simply notice any sensations that may be present. Now let that gentle awareness shift from the physical body to the feeling of the breath moving in and out of your body. Notice the changes in temperature from the inhale to the exhale. Notice the path the breath is taking. Notice the rise and fall of the chest and the belly. Still no judgments, but simply allowing your awareness to focus here. And now begin to visualize a green spinning disc at the center of your chest, your heart center, your Anahata chakra. This green disc represents love, self-love, and the opening up to love. Whether that be opening yourself up to greater levels of self-love, or within familial or romantic relationship. With each turn of this green disc at the center of the chest, feel yourself releasing any fear and insecurity, allowing a greater opening and space for love to come through. And begin to silently repeat to yourself, "My heart is open." My heart is open. My heart is open. My heart is open. continue repeating this affirmation to yourself as you watch this green disc spinning over your heart space. My heart is open. Release your mantra. Let the visualization of the green disc fade away. And simply notice how you feel. Do you feel more open and receptive? Do you feel a little less fear or insecurity? Are you less overwhelmed? Do not judge yourself for where you're at, but simply take note. Knowing that you can keep coming back to this practice. Keep creating more space, more receptivity, more openness for love to come through. Now let that awareness shift back to the places where the body is making contact with the surface beneath you and the awareness of the breath within your body, gently pulling you back to present moment awareness. And when you're ready, gently blink your eyes open and come out of your practice. Your journal prompt for today, I have two that you can write on. Did you notice any shifts in your mindset or emotional state as you moved through this meditation? And what steps can you take to cultivate more space, receptivity, and openness for love in your life on a daily basis? I know these journal prompts are a little long, so as always, you can find them written out for you in the show notes of this episode. If you have found a connection, I would be so grateful if you shared this episode with someone in your life who you think would enjoy it. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and subscribe if you're not already. All of these seemingly small tasks, all very free things to do, truly help me keep growing this podcast, and I would be so grateful for your support. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.